Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. It's great to take some time this morning to really be encouraged by what the Lord would have for us and just to know that the Lord is with us. In Matthew's gospel, we hear these words, "Wherever there are two or three gathered in my name, I am with you." God is with us today, and we're going to be encouraged with a very specific message that's going to encourage us in our daily walk with Jesus. And that specific thing is something called patience. That's the theme for today's worship service. Anybody hear about how the groundhog did this morning? By the way, anybody hear what happened? Okay, the Punxsutawney Phil saw the shadow. That means 6 more weeks of winter. And no, not 6 more weeks of summer, 6 more weeks of winter. Someone got that incorrect. And so we need patience just for the next 6 weeks, the groundhog's telling us. We also need patience for life all throughout the Bible. Do you notice in really important passages, patience is uplifted? The fruit of the Spirit is love, peace, joy, patience. How about this one? Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4. And so we're going to be encouraged to be patient today, and we'll see that the Lord is good to those who patiently wait for Him. We got lots of announcement, it looks like, already. So I'm just going to highlight just a couple of things. I'm really encouraged about the month of February here at Peace. And you can see that really specifically why I'm encouraged. If you look at the newsletter that came out, it was sent out digitally, but also we have hard copies out in the narthex. If you leaf through that newsletter, you're going to see there are just so many great opportunities here to engage. We're not just a church that preaches and teaches. We're actually very active in how we care for one another in the community. There are lots of opportunities to serve in impactful ways in our community this month. So take a look at the newsletter. I'll just name just a few of them. We have a blood drive on February 14th. We have a freezer meal ministry to help those that are having food insecurity. They meet here on, that's going to be on February 13th. We have a food drive. I'll explain that towards the end of the announcements. We have a food drive that's going to happen on February 22nd, also March 1st. I'll explain that in just a second. But anyways, take a look at the newsletter. Just great opportunities to go out and serve and put our faith into action. Bring our faith down to earth and work out our faith towards our community and one another. So I want to highlight that. And then I think I'm just going to hand it off and let others share because I don't want to steal the thunder from anyone else. Lindy, go ahead, real briefly, let's go ahead and share these announcements.
Thank you. Good morning. I'm a member of the Philomath Rotary Club, or the Rotary Club of Philomath. And we have our meetings here at Peace on Tuesdays at noon, from noon to 1. And anybody is welcome to come. And we have some exciting things coming up. On the 4th of February is our first, or the next meeting of this month. And we will be discussing our Salmon and Jazz fundraiser, which is going to be on May 3rd. But come and meet other people. And also there's going to be our information about a Rotary Exchange student. We haven't had one in this club for quite a number of years, and we're going to be able to start up and have another one this year. And then on February 18th, which is the next meeting that we'll be having this month from noon to 1, we will be having a presentation by Jim Monroe, who is talking about educating least advantaged people. And it's also the opportunity that we have to honor the middle school student with a Student of the Month award. So if you'd like to come to the Rotary Clubs, please let me know ahead of time, like today, and then we can figure out how many people are coming to lunch. Thank you.
Thanks, Lee. And Diane, go ahead and share
them.
After you're done sharing about what you have,
I'll
share about the...
Okay, yes. Backpack Ministry is coming up on February 17th. It's a Monday. It's President's Day, and there's no school. So that's one of the reasons we planned it for that day. It is at 11 a.m. in there, and we'd love to have any volunteers. A whole bunch of you came out the last two. We've had new volunteers every time. We welcome you to come. 2 weeks from today, on the 16th, I would welcome anyone that can help unload the shed so we can get started setting up for that too. So February 16th to set up, and the 17th at 11 a.m. Thank you.
Okay. And Diane, to pair another announcement that's related to Diane, in the bulletin you're going to see that there's going to be a food drive that's going to take place here in the community here in Philomath, and it's to support Philomath Community Services. And so there is a lot of food insecurity in our community, and we really want to make a difference with that. On February 22nd, there will be a team, and we're hoping to form a team of maybe 5 to 10 people from here in the church that can go out and place bags onto the door handles of people that live near our church. And then the next Saturday, the goal is for the neighbors to fill those bags up. And the next Saturday, which I believe is March 1st, another team would go out that Saturday morning and collect those bags and make sure that the food and goods end up at Philomath Community Services. So that was the quick rendition of what we're doing, the food drive. There are details here in the bulletin, but also in the newsletter as well. Check that out. If you have questions, Diane's been a big catalyst for this, so ask her and you can come talk to me as well. But we really want to have this initiative here for our church in the month ahead. If you want to be on a team, let us know. Todd.
Hi, I'm Todd. I'm the president of the church, if you don't know me. After church today, during fellowship, is our annual meeting. You are all invited. It will be very short because I don't tolerate things that last more than 2 or 3 minutes. So grab some, yes. My wife will attest to that. So grab some food, grab a seat, and we'll get the meeting going and we'll get it done and get everybody out of here. Thank you.
Cool. All right. I think that does it for our announcements. This is a communion service. Communion's being offered today. There's two ways to receive communion. One is to remain in your pew by communing with the packages that we have back here in the cabinet. You can go up and grab one, and you can just remain in your pew and commune that way. Or if you want to come up to the rail, wait for the ushers to come your way. They'll guide you at the right time to come forward to the rail to receive the body and blood of Jesus and to receive that, to see how God is patient with us and forgives us our sins and promises to be there with us in the gift of Holy Communion. All right, I think that does it for our announcements. I also want to welcome those that are tuning in with us as well. We have members that weren't able to come in and drive in. God's peace be with you. We're glad that you have joined us via online worship today. All right.